Have you no horses and I think have a pretty good idea of the therapy. One of the things Karen and I talk about is a horse has a huge heart and a very giving soul. And people of all disabilities can relate to that. And what we're trying to do now, we're such a brand new program. We've worked last fall. Where we are right now for getting this program started is we do have a board of directors and the bylaws, and we're meeting monthly. We're starting some events to raise money. We have a booth at the Mountain Man Days in Alpine coming up this weekend, and was donated a beautiful quilt, handmade quilt, with horses all over it, of course. And so we have a quilt raffle going on. And, you know, this isn't huge amounts of money, but it's what we need is startup money. We need to buy insurance so we have liability.
And where do you work out of?
I think we will probably start at the fairgrounds for nice weather.
In Afton.
The fair board's actually looking at putting in an indoor arena on
We've talked to them about
the back arena that they have there, the back riding one, and closing that and having an indoor arena so it can be used year-round.
Wow. Yeah. And see, Afton is a good spot, and especially when they will get this arena up, and I think it's going to be sooner than later. And so we're getting all our ducks in a row to be a year-round program because we want to connect with the school district's students and their special ed department. If they write an IEP for therapeutic riding for their students, then their special ed money can help fund us.
Do they require a certain credentialed trainer?
Yes.
I know you can go Medicaid for hypnotherapy. I don't know if it's a physical therapist or a recreational therapist, but it's a medical treatment therapy.
Hippotherapy is more of the physical.
But you need hippos for that, not horses.
I know. You know what hippo is a great word for horse. So why do we have hippopotamuses?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Same
but
family.
Anyway,
hippopotamuses.
But that's the name of the program family. Is hippotherapy. Yeah. And that's kind of what I've been trained in. And we have both physical and occupational therapists from the school district. Dave Ruthard is in the process of getting his certification in therapeutic therapy.
See, if they get those credentials, they can anybody that is on a Medicaid or even a private insurance.
And that's why I want to, you know, work with your group as well. And the adult population, this can be the highlight of their week to come to their riding. And the way I look at therapy, we don't cure all by ourselves. I mean, it takes a village, right? But it is a step to making a better quality life for the individuals that take part in the equine therapy. And I know for a fact, it doesn't matter if they're preschoolers or older adults. I've worked with quite an elderly gentleman that was paralyzed from a stroke. One side of his body was paralyzed. And for him to come once a week for his equine therapy gave him such joy. And I know the muscle work helped him. It's not going to cure him, but it's good therapy. But
it also provides, it improves digestive systems. If you have individuals that are ambulatory and don't get around and walk and use the muscles in that, those muscles actually are connected in helping the digestive system work. And when they're confined in wheelchairs, not able to move around or limited mobility, sitting on the horse and going through those motions will increase their circulation and improve their digestive system.
Yeah.
How do you have horses available?
Exactly. I don't. You know, this is going to be the least of my problems for this valley. Everybody has a horse they want to offer for the program.
Really?
And also, I have at least three or four people that are horse trainers that want to come help with the horses. But there is an outfitter that Kelly knows very well that he has like, I don't know, 50, 100 or more. I can't remember. But anyway,
Sweet Fairview area.
Ton. And he has some older horses that are kind of like not using them in the string right now. Would you like to take them for the summer and pick the ones that would be a good therapy horse? Good therapy horse. The volunteers that we need is what I call the horse leader, and somebody, they're on a halter and a lead rope. And then, depending on the disability of the students, you either need two sidewalkers, one sidewalker, or at least a spotter to always be watching. But the sidewalker walks alongside and just puts their hand on the saddle here and their arm across the leg to keep them balanced. So that's the volunteer program, and training people to do that. And I have I've had so many people come to me and say, whatever way I can help, and don't know much about horses, those are the people who are great sidewalkers. Or I do know a lot about horses, they'll be a great leader because they can really watch.
I have another comment.
Okay.
There's a place down in Freedom that where they have a gigantic
arena
inside with horse corrals on the outside. It's for sale.
That's that Parisian place. I think if somebody give me $1 million, pick it up and say, I have looked at that place. Oh, I just drool over it.
Pearson's.
It's beautiful. Yes.
Pearson's.
Yeah, I know.
You know, some other things that are exciting with therapeutic riding. I've seen programs in throughout Wyoming that have programs in place that they're able to put individuals in wheelchairs on a horse. They have a lift, mm-hmm. an overhead lift, and they're able to bring them up and set them on the horse and have specialized equipment that mm-hmm. they can secure them on the horse so they can ride it.
They have that over in Ketchum, and they demonstrated that lift, and it's such a nifty mm-hmm. thing. It just scoops under like a chair, and you get them right on there, lifts it up, moves them over, puts them on that saddle, and it's such an easy way to get them, and that was through a grant or somebody's big donation, and it's just a motorized pulley kind of thing, and it's a real easy way to get them on a horse. It doesn't stretch or hurt their muscles, and then once they're on there, as you say, it does so much
good.
Get
them off at the same
way. Yep.
Same way.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've even seen in movies, jokingly, the old sheiks with the camels or the elephants, that they have a chair, literally, with sidearms and stuff on top of the big animal. I wonder if they make a similar thing for
similar
horses.
To that.
With a little bit of a back and uh-huh. some side.
There are some uh-huh. kind of saddles that might have a back. Some saddles that are hardly anything, so that you get real close contact with the horse, not much more than a pad. And then they'll put handles, kind of like you started holding like this, but they actually build in little handles onto the saddle so you could hold there. Just all depends on the need.
They even have equipment. Seeing an individual isn't able to straddle a horse. Their legs are atrophied or not able to stretch things to the horse. They have equipment that they can set, you know, almost in a laying position that keeps them on there so that they're able to still secure them and be on the horse and ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So cerebral palsy students have very, very, some of them, very stiff muscles in their legs, and they can't pull them out straight. They're just very tight. Stand up straight on them. And a friend of mine who actually lives in Alpine, son, did equine therapy for years. He had a cerebral palsy and confined to a wheelchair. He really couldn't stand and walk. But the motion of that horse, he said it was the only time that he could drop his muscles relaxed enough to drop his legs into a relaxed position was on that horse. And she said it was the only therapy that worked for him to keep him from being all tight like this to just lengthening his legs and letting him drop free. It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been pushing on me really hard to do this. But anyway, I know it takes time to get this going. And the more people I can talk to and say, this is what we're doing, and, you know, people know sources of funding. And most of what I've read, probably every lesson would cost the therapy group maybe about $100 when you put all your expenses together, of course, upkeep, yada, 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 and your teachers and trainers and everybody. What I would like to do, and they do this in Jackson, and I think it's an okay idea, is to charge the students $10. And $10 is a lot for some families, but it's a commitment as well. Because if they don't, if it's like everything is totally free and just come when you want to.
If they bill through Medicaid, you can't charge them. If you set your system up where people are billing through Medicaid, you cannot charge the participant any additional money.
Okay, so make sure that would be
charge. So charge Medicaid a lot?
No, you can't. Medicaid's got a set limit.
And it's not
physical therapy reimbursement under Medicaid is $80.
That's not bad.
But you can't charge the patient any more than what Medicaid reimburses.
So you are people I need to talk to. I haven't been told all that. But
Medicaid also has some secondary reimbursement programs, and I'm not sure if you would qualify for them. There are some really strict standards that they review your books at the end of the year and decide whether or not you have spent more than what they have been willing to reimburse, and there can be secondary reimbursements. So.
Wow.
Because our hospital does that.
That's because they have a certain qualification
that
allows
them to
do that.
Yeah, they say you have to have certain qualifications.
That they're classified as a certain type of hospital that allows them to have a higher reimbursement rate.
But there are other programs, too, that they have secondary programs for reimbursement. So, but you just have to get on the inside circle for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those it's who you know kind of things.
Right. I'm learning a lot,
yeah.
You know, and I try to talk to as many people as I can to learn even more. As I said, I'm a teacher, a first grade teacher, and I keep telling people, you know, I'm not smarter than a first grader, so help me out here.
I wanted to see a therapeutic grading program in the Valley ever since I started working with the Lincoln Self-Reliance, but I knew that it would be very difficult to run a program if you didn't have an enclosed facility. Because you have so many months with snow that you know you have individuals that can't be out in exposed weather to be able to benefit from it.
Right. So I think we're doing our groundwork just about at the right time. And we did meet with the Fair Board and talked to them and county commissioners. And it looks to me like everybody's really going for this covered arena. We can meet the needs of the school children, of the adult community. There's also a program through NARA that meets the needs of veterans for whatever. You know, some of them have physical disabilities, emotional, mental.
I've seen senior citizens benefit big time from therapeutic writing also. Mm-hmm. People in nursing homes, assisted living homes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, I've seen the benefits of just letting them have, you know, dogs and cats. Now our care center actually has animals in-house. I used to be afraid of dogs, and I walked into the care center one day, and here's this great big dog sitting there. And the lady said, oh, don't be afraid of him, because I was like, she says, sit, killer. And it's like,
it's hard to sit down.
Usually the bigger, the more docile, usually.
Yeah. But when I was teaching first grade, we used dogs for children to read to. The therapy dogs came in, and they were trained, and they would sit on the floor, and the children would bring.
Well, animals accept you no matter, you know, animals accept you no matter what. They don't care if you're minus a leg. They don't care if you don't walk properly. They don't, you know, and so animals help build self-esteem, and they get the love and the touching, and
Also, you don't have enough diseases, and they carry those pretty good, too.
Has anybody given you information on the Daniels Fund as a funding source? A grant funding source?
I think that has come up. Brenda Ashworth, she was here last week, correct? Mm-hmm. She's on our board, and she knows a lot of that kind of thing, and I think she's brought that up.
The populations you'd be serving would qualify for grants that they provide, and they're always looking for. They don't have. They toured Wyoming last year trying to find more places to grant money because there wasn't enough requests coming out of Wyoming for funds.
Wow. Ooh,
big check.
So start there first.
Who is that?
Daniels Fund. Mm-hmm. Bill Daniels was an entrepreneur that started out in the communication business here in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. Relocated down in Denver and built a multi-million dollar business in communications and put all of his money into a foundation that's called the Daniels Fund. They offer scholarships for students. We've had students here at the school that have gotten full ride, 4-year scholarships paid for at any school they want to go to. They will fund programs for youth, children, for disabled, for domestic violence issues.
So how many covered riding places do we have in the valley now?
One in Alpine and Freedom.
Freedom. Are there any
I think
others?
There's a small one up in Smoot.
Yeah, there's one up in Cottonwood.
Smoot area or something.
I think the one
in there's some private ones.
Most centrally located and also the best. Mm-hmm. Well, it's probably not as good as the one in Alpine. This side of Alpine, great, enormous.
Trail Ridge.
I think that's private.
Trail Ridge and Shadow Dancer subdivisions. There's a big building there.
But the other one is for sale, the one in the Freedom. It's also more centrally located than anything else, any other facility around.
But there's more schools in the Afton area.
Yeah, when you're talking as far as accessing a population and getting people in for services.
So have multiple places.
That's hard to do, too, because you've got thousands of dollars of equipment you're trying to maintain in each location.
Yeah. I've talked to the owner at Trail Ridge, and I feel like they would give us some time at that arena. I want to be close to the high school and the middle school and connect those kids, students at risk. And there's several teachers that are going for training this coming weekend, which is called psycho-equine therapy. They can work with those kids. And I've worked with them with the CBRB children. So I think that's a pretty good program for those kids. The students that are down the other end of the valley, down in the Alpine area and Trail Ridge, would work at the Trail Ridge Arena. So I can probably teach, hopefully we'll get something started in maybe July and August, do some outdoor teaching and, you know, just to slowly get the program started. And by the time that arena at the fairgrounds is built, I think we'll really have a good set up program. And
great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming. We're going to...
Yes.